Good morning. Happy 2023. It's so good to see some faces. To those of you who are from joining us from home this morning because you partied last night, well, shame on you. No, welcome also. For those of you who are at home, you might want to go get yourself a piece of paper. It will come in handy later. So, 2023, it's kind of hard to believe that it's here already. Since COVID, I've lost my sense of time completely. But today, this morning, is a day of looking forward, looking back, seeing what was, what is, and what may yet be, if I could borrow a line from Tolkien. Our central verse that we're going to be using as a backdrop is, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And this morning, I have snuck in an off-schedule contemplative service. It seemed being New Year's Day, it would be a good day to consider what has gone before and lay some things aside and look forward to a future without that baggage. This year has for all of us contained joys and sorrows, triumphs and failures, pleasures, pain, encouragement, disappointment. Sometimes life goes from one to another so quickly that we don't really have a time to consider it, to incorporate it, to learn from it. So this morning I want to give a little space for that very thing. Some of the things that have happened in your lives this year, the good, the bad, and maybe the ugly. To start out with, and Ben, if I could borrow you, I have a picture of a tree, and this, for those of you who are joining us from home, is where the paper will come in handy because you get to do a do-it-yourself tree. And the tree I have in mind has branches, leaves, roots, and some falling leaves. We're going to spend some time with this tree in a little bit of silence, and I want you to consider three main themes. First of all, what were your anchors this year? What did you hold on to? What gave you strength? And you'll write those things by the roots. What brought you joy this year? What things gave you life? What things brought new insights? What helped you grow? And you'll write those things in the branches. And what were the more difficult things? Perhaps you suffered loss of a person or a dream, and those are the falling leaves. We will take a few moments and consider each one of those. I'll ring my little singing bell thing so that you know when we're going to move from slide to slide. And if you don't finish, don't worry. You can take it home with you and work on it a little bit more. Okay? Does everyone have a pen? Do I need to run and get pens? No, we don't have pens. Denise, could you grab some pens and give one to Dan, who seems to be penless? And there are tables here in the front if you would rather be up front closer. Okay. Anyone else need a pen or a paper or anything else? And I'll have the prompts up on the screen. Okay, let's enter into some silence and consider, what are your anchors this year? Thank you. Going to consider what things brought you joy this year, what things gave you life, what things brought new insights or helped you to grow. And if you'll write those things up in the branches where the leaves hold fast. Thank you. last, what were some of the more difficult things that happened this year? Maybe you suffered a loss of a person, a dream, a job. Maybe you faced the challenge unsuccessfully. Or perhaps there were things that you recall that you did or said that you wished you hadn't. Write those things by the falling leaves. hope it was helpful for you to look back over your year, to see the things that were, and just to take a look at them in their context. And if you didn't have time to finish, if there's more, you can always go back to this. Continue the reflection at home when you have more time. As we walk into this new year, it's my hope and prayer that we can walk into it free of the baggage of the past, of the past mistakes and the past missteps. We've all made them. I've made more than I could put on one piece of paper. Some of the falling leaves that you wrote next to you may bring you pain when you remember them, pain or embarrassment. But let the leaves fall, as they should. A dead leaf doesn't belong on a tree. I want to draw our attention again to the candles of Advent, the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And I'm going to lead us through a prayer of confession. Consider the things that you wrote by the leaves, and as you pray, let them fall. I will say part of a prayer, and then on the screen, there will be a responsorial part for us all to say together. Holy God, too often we feel as if change is hopeless. The problems of this world feel too big. The path forward is unclear, and we are not confident that we can truly make a difference. We feel sometimes like we are locked into our own patterns of waywardness. Sometimes we lose hope. Let's say it all together. Lord, forgive us for extinguishing hope. Holy God, too often we believe that peace is a thing of a fairy tale. Our spirits are so anxious, our bodies are weary, our world is fractured. We become frustrated and speak out of that frustration in ways that fracture the peace that you desire for us. Sometimes we forget to pursue peace. Let's pray together. Lord, forgive us for extinguishing peace. Holy God, too often we paint joy as a luxury reserved for children and pets. We forget that you ate with friends, that you went to weddings, that you laughed and rested and hiked in the mountains. We forget that you knew joy and that you want joy for us in this fractured world. Sometimes we turn away from your light and we lose the joy that you have for us. Together we pray. Lord, forgive us for extinguishing joy. Holy God, too often we treat love like a vending machine. We put some coins in and we assume we'll get something back. But in our wiser moments, we know that love is not meant for keeping score. Love is meant to overflow, to spill out on our neighbors, and to transform our world. Sometimes we hold love too tightly. Let's pray. Lord, forgive us for extinguishing love. Let's focus for a moment on the remaining candle, the Christ candle. This candle reminds us that we need not sit in darkness, the darkness of our failures. Jesus has come, and even more, Jesus has overcome. His love and his light will not fail. He is God with us, Emmanuel. I would like to offer a responsorial prayer that I have taken from Scripture. I'll read a verse, and then together we'll read the verses in bold font together. This is a message that has come from God, and we proclaim it to you, that God is light, and in God is no darkness at all. Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Arise, shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, God is doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? God will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And he who is seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Write it down. Remember it. For those words are trustworthy and true. During Advent, we had a time of a reading and a poem we were doing this time. And I'd like to offer one final one on this New Year's Day. So sit back and enjoy.
Today is the last reading for this Christmas season. Instead of a poem, we will hear a blessing. If you would like to revisit the blessing, and I hope you will find it on the Liminal app. For a New Beginning by John O'Donohue. In the out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight, when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will be home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. Today we are at the threshold of a new year, a new beginning, the shoreline of what is to come. New beginnings are always happening around us or to us, and often unnoticed by us. They are inevitably a threshold into unexplored territory, unseen vistas, unknown challenges, and unexpected delights. All those unknowns glue our feet to the threshold. We tell ourselves we are not ready to emerge. In this blessing, John O'Donohue gives us the geography of where we are now, the sameness, the seduction of safety, the turmoil of waves. He also gives us the emotional contours of the land that lies beyond the threshold, delight, courage, and trust. This blessing is an invocation, a calling forth of possibilities. It is a pathway to transformation, a map of faith, and an invitation to the gifts and growth God has in store for us. For your soul senses the world that awaits you.
As we look forward to 2023, or I guess we're in it, it's a time of putting off the old and taking up a new. I have a favorite prayer, and I've shared it often. You may be often enough that some of you have started to memorize it. But we're going to revisit it again. It's the prayer of St. Francis. It's a series of couplets, a series of choices. I'm going to say the prayer, and then we're going to look at it a little more closely. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I should not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. I'd like for us to consider this prayer slowly and contemplatively. As I said, it's written in a series of couplets, of choices, of this or that. And as you read each one, I'd like you to look at it as a challenge. What things are you being invited to? Where could you grow? Where have you maybe withheld a part of yourself that you could let go in freedom? What verses especially speak to you? What might be an intention for the coming year? Not in a sense of a New Year's resolution, because we all know that on January 2nd, those go down the tubes. But as a sense of leaning into, an intention of leaning towards. What thoughts or actions might you want to look out for? What might you want to pursue? So let's take a few moments with this prayer and see what comes to surface for you. We're going to do it in two chunks because it didn't all fit on, but I think that's probably good to tear it apart a bit. So let's look at the first part of it. Thank you. after the second part of the prayer. Church, we believe that we are called to a life of shalom. And that is a bigger word than just the absence of conflict. I think this particular prayer fleshes it out pretty well. We have choices. The choice to pursue peace, love, forgiveness, pardon, joy. All of these things we can pursue and we can give to others, those who are deserving and even more those who are not. And this is how we can make a difference to our world. Well, as part of our contemplative services, we generally offer communion, and normally we do communion on the second and last Sundays, but we missed last Sunday because of Christmas. And I thought, what better way to start the new year than with communion? So I'm sneaking one in. When we think of the Last Supper, it was, in a way, a sacramental offering that pointed towards a new beginning. The old was passing away, and the new was on the horizon. The light of the candle was about to be extinguished on the cross. The expectations and assumptions of who Christ was and what he was up to were about ready to be nailed to the tree. But the light that cannot be overcome, the light of who Christ really is, would 3 days later blaze into an eternal, eternal, glorious brilliance that was unimagined and that we cannot imagine still. So as we take the bread and the juice this morning, I want to depart from the traditional words of institution and concentrate on Jesus' request to do what we do in remembrance of him. Remember, Jesus is the light of the world. Remember, Jesus is our hope, our peace, our joy, and our love. Remember that through Jesus, the way of shalom is to open to each one of you. Remember that in Jesus, hope, peace, joy, and love live and cannot ever be overcome. With these things in mind, I'd like to invite the ushers to come up and give, please stay there. Thank you. The elements will be on either side. And as we take the bread, I would invite you, I've done this before, and I think it's a good practice. Before you take the cracker, break it. Remember, it's Jesus' body broken for you. When you take the cup, let it, hold it in your mouth for a moment. Absorb the taste. This is Jesus' blood shed for you. When these elements enter your body, they become a part of who you are. Their nutrients inform every cell of your body, every thought of your mind. So take that, take communion with that in mind. It's not just bread and juice, it's a sacrament. Come up when you're ready. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You open my eyes to let me see your beauty that made my heart adore you. You let me see a hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down and to say here that you are my God, that you're altogether lovely, that you're altogether worthy and altogether wonderful to me. As we end our service, may you go out and enjoy and be led home in peace. And as you go, the land itself will break out in cheers. The mountains and the hills will erupt in song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Thorns and briars will give way to luxurious shade trees, sweet and good. And they'll remind you that the Eternal One and how God can be trusted absolutely and forever So may this year, 2023, be a year of pursuing hope, peace, joy, and love. May you find it, may you walk in it, and even more, may you give of it abundantly to everyone you meet. Amen and amen.